Welcome to Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart, brought to you by Institute Ozilinen and Mineral Muse Sadie Kadlik. In this session, Sadie will introduce the properties of the crystal black tourmaline, and then she will lead a grounding meditation to create the stability needed to explore and transform a worry or a fear into strength and confidence. It is our deepest hope that this session nourishes your consciousness with inspiration and content designed to align your body, mind, and spirit. We are here with you and for you.
So for those of you who are unfamiliar with me, my name is Sadie, and I am the founder of Mineral Muse. My practice really centers around reconnecting people to themselves and to the earth. You know, I do this through minerals, mineral metaphysics, and you know, the truth of it is that we are all minerals. We are all from the earth, and so this reconnection is actually a reawakening to what's already within us. It, you know, helps us to connect to the parts of ourselves that have been hidden and maybe quiet for some time. And when we work with minerals, that can really be resurfaced and, you know, illuminate different parts of our energetic vibration for healing, for discovery, for inspiration. Mineral alchemy is an expanded evolution of a practice that I began when I started working with minerals. And it's evolved over time to be what we are going to be doing today. It helps to facilitate discovery and, you know, the curiosity that each mineral brings into our energetic awareness. Yeah, I think it's something I'm really excited to share, because a lot of people, when they experience it, their minds feel more open and they didn't realize these different energetic influences that were at play within them and that they can really use for deeper awareness and understanding. So today we're going to be focused on this greater theme of grounded expansion. And this is to kind of help us connect to our foundation and open up to really allow our heart this opportunity to unfold and welcome in more compassion, more understanding, more connection. I think it's something we can all use after the year that we've had. And you know, I think this is a really great place to begin. I just want you to close your eyes for a second and take a deep breath. As you close your eyes and you take this deep breath, I want you to think about what grounded expansion means to you. When you hear those words, what does that evoke in your energetic vibration? And just get comfortable with it for yourself. This is what we are going to be exploring throughout this week. Each day we will flow through a specific mineral that can support this grounded expansion. And then at the end of it, you know, on the sixth day, we'll come together and synthesize all of these energetic vibrations to reveal a, you know, deeper message for ourselves. So when you feel connected to what grounded expansion means to you, you can take one more deep breath and flutter your eyes open. Coming back into this space. So my intention for you today, you know, is to share this path, this process of exploration. You know, to help you become aware of what is inside energetically, what is going on, and to reveal the hidden parts of yourself, and to develop a practice, your own personal practice of coming together through mineral energy. You may have your own intention for being here today, and I encourage you to keep bringing that in. You're welcome to share it in the chat if you want to kind of, you know, add it to the collective energy. Just have your personal intention at the back of your mind, and a few of the notes to just keep in mind as we go through this is to allow your heart to be open, your mind to be free and supple. Stay connected and present with your body. If you feel sensations, you know, nurture yourself in whatever you need. This work, you know, is energetic and it moves a lot. Even though it's so gentle, we will feel things, and sometimes those things feel uncomfortable. So honor yourself, honor your process, and you know, do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And with that said, you know, if there's any questions, you're welcome to ask them now or just pop them in the chat. But I'd love to start exploring black tourmaline. Today we're going to be working with black tourmaline, and you see these beautiful specimens here behind me. And I want you to just look, you know, at this stone. You can hold yours up, you know, and look at it yourself. But really take a good long look. And if you don't have it, you can, you know, look at the ones that I'm holding here. And just really allow yourself to have a visceral reaction. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you sense? When you hear the word black tourmaline, when you see it in front of you, when you hold it, you can take a moment to, you know, close your eyes and feel its energy. But really tap into the way that you're experiencing this stone. Is yours polished or is it raw? Which one do you naturally gravitate towards? And keeping in mind, there is no right or wrong way to receive mineral energy. It's highly personal, and it reflects what we need to hear, what we need to feel, what we need to understand. And so, you know, just allow yourself that freedom, that permission to explore it as it feels right to you. Some of you may already know a thing or two of black tourmaline. For those of you who are drawn to it, who have it, think about what brought you to that stone, why you decided to buy it or procure it in whatever way that it came to you, how you've worked with it, what you've done with it, if anything. With black tourmaline, we're really exploring the foundation. So today's theme is about the foundation of a practice, the foundation of energy, the foundation that black tourmaline represents for us as individuals during this journey. What does like the journey of exploring the foundation mean? Think about what, when you think of the word foundation, how does that make you feel? What things pop up for you energetically? The foundation is where we are connected to the earth. You know, it's our feet on the ground. It is our origin. You know, the foundation of anything is the beginning. And when we think about our beginnings and we think about the way that we connect to energy, to connect to ourselves, we often forget to go back far enough to allow that to evolve, to develop and connect to that awareness. Black tourmaline, with your first impressions of it, you know, a lot of people know this stone to be one that is protective. A lot of people gravitate towards it because it's such a protective stone. It makes them feel safe. When I think of protection, I think, you know, we think of walls or barriers or something that allows us to not have anything penetrate our aura. But I think black tourmaline has a different way of embodying protection. It's more about purifying our fear and our worry so that we can transmute it into strength and confidence, so that we know how to honor our boundaries, we know where we came from, we know what supports us and nourishes us on a very deep level. And when we work with a stone like this, you know, I was doing a little meditation earlier today and I was just sitting here looking at black tourmaline and I was overcome with this shift in energy, You know, the first time you do anything, there's that little rush of fear, excitement, nervousness. Black tourmaline calms and anchors our energy. It allows us to really use that fear for motivation, allows us to feel inspired and capable from the inside out. Does this resonate for any of you? Do you feel that the transformation of, you know, your fear into strength when you work with this stone, or have you had that sense before? You can just give a nod or raise your hand if you feel in alignment with that. So when we work with black tourmaline, it helps us purify our energy. And that purification clears out the things that don't serve us, the things that, you know, cause us to feel uncomfortable or to have an attachment to fear. And as it purifies, it creates a vacuum so that there's something, you know, there's this empty space, and it's inviting something more powerful, wonderful, or just different into our energetic aura, into our experience. And it opens us up to the opportunities of life and joy and, you know, the things that we didn't know were possible. And when we go into the meditation, I would love for you to just kind of, you know, recognize and see if you can feel that vacuum feeling as you work with the stone. One of the ways that I think is very powerful to connect with black tourmaline is to really use it wherever you feel anchored. So if you're sitting and your legs are crossed, placing it at the soles of the feet, you know, to really give that depth of feeling into the points of contact that you make with the ground. If you're feeling unsettled, you can have it rest on your stomach or kind of anchor you there, giving you this support. If you're feeling bold and adventurous with this sort of energy, you can place it on your third eye or on the crown. It's a very wild experience to place it there because it's not where you're normally drawn to put something like this. You know, it's the exact opposite. You know, here the crown is about the expansion, and you're putting something that's heavy and dense and, you know, in a place where it doesn't seem like it should be. It offers a really unique experience. So if you've been working with black tourmaline for a while, you know, I encourage you to play around with it even more and to see how that, you know, the different placements on your body challenge and change your perspective of this mineral and really highlight what it can bring out in you. So when we do the meditation, I am a big proponent of lying down. I think that allows our body to rest fully and to receive the energy. If you're not in a place where you can lie down, you can most certainly do this work sitting up. Just think about it for the, you know, the next days and to see kind of how, you know, how it feels. Maybe try the meditation tomorrow in a different position than you did today, or if you're really enjoying lying down, go with it. You know, it feels very restorative, and with mineral energy, the more we can relax the body, the more the energy kind of filters through and surfaces within us. And there's a few other keys that I want to share with mineral meditations. So often we're, you know, trying to silence the mind. We don't want any thoughts coming in and disrupting our focus. With minerals, it's the exact opposite. They will surface things within us. They will bring things up. And we want them to. We want to see what they have to say. We want to hear the messages that they're revealing. So as you meditate, allow your mind to go where it wants to go. Pay attention to where it's traveling within you. Pay attention to the memories, the feelings, the sensations that you're experiencing. And as you do that, you know, when you come out of the meditation, see if you can bring any of that together. It might feel very dreamlike, or you might be like, wow, I have to write that down immediately. Some people break out of the meditation because they're really curious, like they don't want to forget whatever it is that, like, you know, came to them in that moment. I'm one of those people, and I think it's very easy to dive back in. So if you feel really inspired or like there's that thing that you don't want to forget, I really encourage you to allow yourself to open your eyes and to write it down. So with this mineral, we are recalibrating. We are reconnecting to the earth. And when we think about this earth energy, we're harmonizing our vibration, to that energy. We're remembering our own origin within the earth. We are remembering ourselves and the fact that we are a beautiful crystal of our own. And so with this protective energy, we want to see it more expansively. We want it to be opening us up. Where are we holding fear? Where are we holding worry? What do we want to transform and transmute within us? Just a show of hands, how many of you have something that you're looking to, you know, like a fear or worry that you're looking to transform? So as you go into this meditation, if you already are aware of what you want to transmute, you can just bring it in at any time. Anytime you feel ready or inspired. If you haven't got there yet, if there's not something specific, you can just really open and surrender yourself fully, you know, letting the divine energy guide you to where it needs to guide you. So when we go into the meditation, I really just want you to you can either look at the stones behind me and just have that image in your mind and just visualize the energy of that stone. Or you can just call in the qualities of the stone that really resonate with you. Elements of purification, strength, transformation of fear and worry, support, nourishment, whatever really stands out for you, that's what you invite in. You can visualize the energy. You know, this is a very rooted energy, so it's like very grounding and foundational. You can allow that to be the biggest sensation. Like I said before, there's no wrong way to experience it. So however the mineral comes to you, however the energy comes to you, whether that's through a memory, a sensation, a thought, give yourself permission to invite that in. It's an interesting experience to be so open and receptive. So allow yourself to just be receptive to what's coming up. I think it's really helpful just to focus on the visual of the stone and just keep that in your mind's eye while you do the work. Eventually that visual will kind of dissipate and it'll be replaced by what the mineral is wanting you to remember or feel or sense. For those of you that have the stone, you can choose where you want to place it. Like I said, if you're feeling really courageous, you've worked with this before, you're up for an interesting experience, you can place it on some of the higher chakras just to see what that's like. But otherwise, you know, you can hold it in your hands, keeping it low down by your, you know, sacral area, or if you want to place it between the knees or resting on the feet. If you're lying down, placing it between the feet is really helpful. If you have more than one, you can place it in your hands and hold them and let that feel anchored. And as we go through the meditation, I'll be guiding you with some gentle energetic visuals so you can use that to help engage with the mineral energy. If you're having trouble, relax. You're not doing it wrong. There's no wrong way to do it. So just breathe and let that breath be what guides you and supports you. All right. So find your comfortable place to meditate. So feel calm. You can begin by just taking some deep breaths. I think whenever we do a foundational meditation, wiggling the body a little bit, we want to get back into the body. The body is the earth. The body represents our earth energy. So give your shoulders a little shimmy, maybe move the neck from side to side. Really loosen yourself up. If you're lying down, just wiggle. And when you feel connected and present within your body, begin to breathe deeply and slowly, allowing your energy to anchor you in this moment in time and space. And take a few breaths here. Allow yourself to settle in, to get all the feelings of discomfort out, to find that place where you are and your mind is present and open, your body relaxed and receptive. Your breath has its natural, comfortable rhythm. And begin to invite the energy of black tourmaline into your body. Let each breath draw in the energy of the stone. If you have it, you can really feel it coming into you through its physical expression. If you're channeling the energy, draw it in through the mind, the heart. Use the breath to guide it. And give it permission to be within you, however it wants to be. And as you breathe, really pull the breath down to the lower part of the body, anchoring, and begin to notice where you make contact with the ground. Maybe you're feeling the feet on the ground, or if you're sitting and your legs are crossed, you have more points of contact there. Or if you're lying down, notice where every part of you is connected to the ground. Breathe in to each point that you feel that you are aware of. And imagine yourself rooting into the earth. Connecting your energy to the earth in those points. The deeper you breathe, the deeper those roots go into the earth. And as you exhale, it's as if your whole being settles more fully into its supportive embrace. You envision yourself being held by the earth, rooted and secure. Really allowing yourself to feel that connection, to deepen that connection. Letting black tourmaline enhance the sensation. And as you breathe, let the energy of black tourmaline flow through it, throughout your being, purifying every part of you, every moment of fear or hesitation, every worry that pops into your head as you go about your day. And allow your mind to travel to the places, the people, the experiences that allow you to feel at peace, secure, and safe. Who are they? Where are you? How are you supported? What does that feel like energetically? Use your breath to follow those sensations. See where in the body they are hiding. Bring them up. Bring them to the surface. Let them flow throughout you. And in this place of immense security and safety that you have identified within, let yourself be bold and explore where you desire more security, more safety, more support. Where are those places of fear that a stronger connection to the earth, a greater experience of foundational support, could transform them into areas of strength and confidence? Go back to your beginning, to the origin of your energy, the origin of you. Your relationship to the ground. What does it feel like to harmonize with the earth? How does that transform your energetic vibration? Breathe that deep breath. Let that breath travel all the way down to your feet. And as you breathe that deep breath, it pulls any fear or worry down with it. So when it arrives at those points of contact you make with the earth, it allows you to release whatever you are holding on to into the ground. Any fear, stress, pain, worry. As you breathe, you purify your energy, taking all of that down to the lowest point, putting it back into the earth. Letting the earth transmute it into nourishment. Take your time breathing and really pulling all of that down, releasing it, and then receiving it anew, transformed for your nourishment, support, transformed in a way that you can receive it as an energetic gift. And as it's returned to you, visualize your breath pulling it back in, nourishing every cell on its way up, recalibrating your energy, reminding you that you are immensely supported wherever you are, however you exist. Keep pulling the nourishment up. Keep allowing it to rejuvenate every cell. Keep flowing in that way, releasing into the earth your fear and your worry, the feelings that you do not feel strong enough to carry. Release your burden. And receive the support and nourishment in return. Begin to notice a lightness in the body, a sense of freedom from being held and supported, from allowing your burdens, the burdens of fear, to be lifted from your shoulders. What does it feel like to be free and liberated from fear? What does that change for you? What does that inspire within you? How do you see black tourmaline supporting you? There was a message it had to give. As you breathe, you create the space for that message to arrive. What does it invite in? Unique to you, only you can hear, only you need to hear. With your next breath, allow your heart to expand and your shoulders to release down. Recognize how capable you are, how brave you are for acknowledging the fear that exists within you. And the gratitude you feel to be supported by the earth and able to surrender the heaviness of your heart, body and mind. So that you can feel free and light. Lifted with confidence, the space within you open and available for divine inspiration. And as you're ready, slowly relax the breath, let it return to its normal pattern. An easeful flow. If you've had the stones on or around the body, you can gently move them aside. Bring some movement back. Keeping the eyes closed. Rolling the shoulders and the neck. Moving the hips if possible. Just shifting the energy, the physical, enough as you slowly awaken yourself. You can take a few moments as you arrive to reflect, to think about the fear that you surrendered, to recall what nourished you and supported you. And write it down if it's helpful. And remember to express gratitude to yourself as you reflect. Gratitude to black tourmaline, to the earth. How are you grateful for this energy and the support it provided? As you're ready, you can flutter your eyes open if you haven't done so already, gently easing back into the space. Give you a few minutes to jot down thoughts and reflections. So you'll receive a little like worksheet that kind of asks, you know, some more reflection questions that we kind of covered here today, but they're here for you to go into the meditation again so you can engage another time. There'll be like a little meditation suggestion on how to connect to black tourmaline again. I'm a real big proponent of really filtering our experiences of the mineral, what we understand and are aware of the mineral, through ourselves, you know, really identifying what our experience with the stone is first and how that supports and guides us. You know, you can be told all the things about something, but it's really how it is impacting and resonating in your personal experience that's so important to understand and be conscious of. So use the meditation to kind of reconnect to that and then explore those questions. Explore what message the mineral has for you and how to engage with it on a deeper level. You'll be surprised at the suggestions that emerge. And if you have any questions or anything comes up at any point during this series, there's like a Facebook group that you can add the questions, or you know, if there's something personal, you can send a message. But you know, for this whole week, I'm here for you. And beyond, but very specifically, you know, for this week, if there's anything that is coming up that you'd love to explore more deeply or have questions about, and if you feel like the question would be beneficial to the group, please share them on the Facebook so everyone can see and receive the wisdom. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we explore the next mineral magic. Thank you so much, and thank you to IX for letting us be here surrounded by these gorgeous, very vibrationally resonant stones. And thank you to you for being here too. I am so delighted to share this and to be on this journey with you.
Thank you for joining us for Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart. We look forward to seeing you in session 2, where we will explore the crystal selenite.